From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the United States is sending envoys to the Russian-sponsored Syria ceasefire talks set to begin Wednesday in the Kazakh capital, Astana. The White House confirmed the move following Tuesday's talks between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House said the two leaders also discussed the development of safe zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian and many other reasons. Tuesday's phone call between President Trump and President Putin was their first dialogue since Russia condemned a U.S. military attack against Syria last month in response to a nerve gas attack launched on civilians by Syrian forces. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described the conversations between the two leaders as constructive.
It was a very constructive call that the two presidents had. Very, very fulsome call, a lot of detailed exchanges. So we'll see where we go from here.
How long did it last?
I'm not sure I even kept track of the time.
The Kremlin released a statement that Putin and Trump agreed to have Tillerson and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, step up discussions on a ceasefire for the six-year-long, that is, conflict in Syria. The White House said both leaders also agreed during the call that the suffering in Syria has gone on for far too long and that all parties must do all they can to end the violence. President Trump welcomes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House Wednesday. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Abbas recently said a historic peace deal to end the decades-old conflict is possible under Trump's leadership. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.